You're listening to SBS News.
A National Vaccine Month of Action is underway in the United States, driving up demand for vaccinations and pushing for getting all Americans vaccinated. United States Vice President Kamala Harris says there has been progress.
Today, more than 65% of all American adults have received at least one dose. So that's incredible progress. But of course, we are not done. This weekend is the final push of our month of action. So we need you to keep doing what you have been doing. And again, I know it takes a lot to do what you've done already, but it's making a difference. It's making a difference.
The U.S. government is expressing confidence that the National Day, July the 4th, will serve as a breakthrough moment in the nation's recovery, despite probably falling short of its goal of having 70% of adults vaccinated by the holiday. But the U.S. is also providing 3 million doses of Johnson & Johnson's COVID vaccine to Afghanistan to help fight the outbreak there, fueled by the Delta variant. A White House spokeswoman, Karine Jean-Pierre, says the doses and other medical equipment should be shipped within days.
First is first about our ongoing commitment and support to the Afghan people and to the Afghan national defense and security forces. As we continue to undertake our security transition, Afghanistan has experienced a significant COVID outbreak of the Delta variant, and we will be providing 3 million doses of Johnson & Johnson vaccine to the people of Afghanistan to be shipped as soon as next week, pending logistics. We are also providing oxygen and other supplies.
Over to Europe now, and Portugal is also seeing a surge driven by the Delta coronavirus variant. It's accounting for more than 70% of infections in the capital, Lisbon, just 2 months after the easing of a prolonged lockdown. The country has reported over 1,500 new infections, the highest number since February 20th, with over 1,000 of them in the Lisbon region. Cabinet spokeswoman Mariana Vieira da Silva says even though hospital admissions for COVID-19 patients remain manageable, the trend is worrying.
Portugal is at this point clearly on the red zone of our grid, so the conditions aren't met to continue with the reopening as planned. With an incidence of 129.6% and an R rate of 1.18, it means that although throughout the whole reopening process we've been able to remain in the green or in the yellow zone, Portugal now has worrying incidence levels and can't continue.
Coronavirus infections are also increasing in Russia, and authorities are struggling to convince the population that vaccination is necessary. In Denmark, health officials are urging soccer fans who attended the European Championship game between Denmark and Belgium on June 17th to get tested after they found at least three people who later tested positive for the Delta variant. Head of Safety, Security and Services Thomas Rydahl says there is no recommendation for isolation yet.
We did a risk assessment on the no physical distancing and the practically no corona mitigation measures and came to the conclusion that then we might possibly have some infected persons after the matches. So that's why we have a very good cooperation with the Danish health authorities, so we can do an effective and very quick contact tracing if we have cases.
He says 4,000 people sat near those who tested positive. All those who attended the three Euro 2020 games in Copenhagen had to provide valid documents showing they were not infected with COVID-19 before being allowed to attend. French President Emmanuel Macron is urging Europeans to be more vigilant against the Delta variant.
Europe continues to move forward to deploy its vaccination strategy, and we are seeing the results that are there with the gradual reopening. Nevertheless, we all have to be vigilant because the famous Delta variant, which spreads much faster than the previous variants, is coming. It affects people who are not vaccinated or who have only had a single dose, what forces us to be even faster in this vaccination campaign, and above all, very coordinated between Europeans, is for me one of the issues of the discussion.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.